Time is 8:48 on the morning show, and this is Bob Langstaff with a special guest this morning. Matthew Peterson is with us. He's an author, first-time author, who's written a book that I guess is going to be a series called Paraworld Zero, Parallel Worlds Book One. And Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Bob?
Doing fine. Thanks. Thank you for being with us. Is this the first book in what hopes to be a series?
Yes, it is. This book started back in 1990, writing it, and it's been a long road. It is definitely the first in the series.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because there's a lot of you in the book, I guess.
Yeah, starting at age 14, writing it, of course the main character was based off of me. I had a computer crash, and so, you know, kind of quit writing after about six chapters. And then about 10, 15 years later, I found my manuscript and decided, hey, you know, I need to pick this back up. It kind of sounds a little bit like Harry Potter. And so I needed to create another character that was more like me as well. And so there's two main sets of characters, the younger and the older.
So you actually started, and you were, what, 14 when you...
Yeah, 14.
Started writing the book. And did you really think at the age of 14 that you might become an author primarily?
Yeah, that was one of my goals, to become an author. And of course my dad said, well, maybe you should get a normal job and make it a hobby.
How are you ever going to support yourself?
Yes, exactly. That was his concern.
Tell us a little bit about the book, about the story itself. It involves Simon Kent. Who's he?
Simon Kent is the 12-year-old, 13-year-old. He is just from New York, and he's very small and kind of has a low self-esteem. A bunch of bullies are bullying him around, and suddenly a girl from another world appears and kind of saves him from the situation and drags him to another parallel world, kind of like another dimension, where suddenly he discovers that he can use magic.
And that's where things take off and remain. Does he ever return to his original world?
Is
that a spoiler?
That's kind of a spoiler. Yeah, well, the whole idea is that he's trying to get back. What's funny, though, that, you know what, here on Earth, of course, we can't perform magic, but this girl who comes can. But when he gets sent to the other world, now he's the only one who can perform magic. And the magic kind of gets out of control. He can't control it, of course.
Yeah. What are some of the... He actually goes through a lot of issues and has a lot of challenges. Can you tell us about that?
One of the big issues of this new world that he goes into is slavery and also friendship issues. Simon, of course, he's kind of a loner, and now all of a sudden he's in another world. And he can accept everybody, and however the other people in this world can't accept each other, the two different races of people. And so there's some battling going on between this, and Simon is in the middle of it.
What slavery is interesting topics. We really don't have slavery anymore.
Yeah, you know, I'm not quite sure if there's some, like, little small islands or something where they have some servants. I'm not quite so sure. But I know that there are issues of some prejudice and segregation. I think there's still some segregation in different classes of people in different countries. I think we still have some issues like that. I used to live in Alabama for a little bit, and I remember seeing flags, the South will rise again.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Alabama myself for a while.
Yeah,
which actually turned out to be, in some respects, because I was in Huntsville, and I'm not sure Huntsville is part of Alabama or not.
Yeah. I used to live in Decatur, so yeah, it was kind of...
Oh, really? Did you really? Yeah. Fantastic. I was in Huntsville and Decatur, and was my first programming job was in Decatur. Small world.
Yeah.
Well, back to the book. Do you find that writing about, of course, is this a children's book, or it seems to maybe span the generations in a way?
It does. You know, I would say it's suitable for, you know, 9-year-olds and up, but it does have two sets of characters, the younger characters of, you know, when I first started writing the book of age 14, mm-hmm. and then the older characters of when I picked up the book again when I was in my late 20s. So there's two sets of characters and two kind of storylines that end up merging at the end.
It's intended for what age group, then?
I would say 9 years old and up. Mm-hmm. So young adults, teenagers, and even adults. I've had a lot of adults I had one adult, he picked up the book, and he called in sick to work because he couldn't put it down.
Well, that's always a good testimony, isn't it?
Yeah.
at least I guess it is, we didn't suffer any repercussions for not showing up to work. When you were doing your writing as a 14-year-old versus finishing the book later, did the writing style change and were you able to merge the two together?
You know, it really did. You know, I was at a different emotional state, so, you know, for both age groups. The book started out much more humorous, in first person, lots of witty comments from the narrator. Then as I got older and I picked it up again, it became third person. So that way I could delve into some different people's emotions and their personalities without having the main character be there all of the time throughout the book.
Should have asked this question after a little bit earlier, but you have children of your own.
I do. I actually have five boys.
And, wow, that must keep you busy.
It does.
And what are their ages?
I have twins. They're 8 years old. And then they, you know, I have a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and a one-year-old.
Well, obviously the three- and one-year-old are not reading the book yet.
No.
But I'm supposed that the eight-year-old twins are very interested in it.
Yes. I'm doing the audio book, and I just finished the book trailer yesterday, and my boys, they've asked to watch it at least 10 times now.
Really? And it must mean that they really like it.
Yeah, well, the characters, the models for the front of the cover, they actually play the roles in the book trailer, so it's kind of fun for them to see that.
In some circles, because of the magic involved and so forth, Harry Potter was a little bit controversial, I suppose. Are you finding any of that with Stella Wall?
You know, not yet. The book does deal with magic, but it's not the secret in your closet with, you know, doing rituals and cutting open animals. It's not that type. It's fun magic, and a lot of it is kind of humorous because it's out of control, and you don't know what's going to happen when he does the magic.
Wow. Well, it's a wonderful book. I've read part of it, and it's something that that I think kids of all ages above 9 would really get into and enjoy. And when choosing a book for your kids, I guess you've probably thought about this since you have kids, but what sort of things do you look for in a book?
One of the things is to expand their imaginations. My boys, of course, they're boys, and they love lightsabers and animals and dinosaurs, and they tend to look at those type of things. I'm because they're still young, they're 8 years old, I'm not having to deal yet with you know, them going to the library and picking up a book with some scantily clad woman on the front cover. But one of the things that I do look for is to make sure it is something that would interest them and not get them to dislike reading.
Hmm.
Something to keep their interest.
Yeah, which this certainly would. Understand you have a big book tour coming up, and you're actually going to be in Raleigh.
Yeah, I'm going to North Carolina. That's my, at the end of the month, going to be doing Raleigh, Wilmington, Charlotte. Never been over there before, but there's going to be a little TV interview and some bookstore signing.
Well, great. Well, wish you the best for the book, and I'm sure there will be a book. Are you already working on book two?
Oh, yes. Yeah, book two. I have the whole series in mind, and I'll probably post maybe a sample chapter on my website as it progresses.
Uh-huh, and that would be paraworlds.com.
Yeah, paraworlds.com or pworlds.net. They're both go to the same place.
If you don't want to spell all that out, pworlds.net. Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, Matthew, congratulations on the book, and thank you for joining us this morning. And we wish you the best with it.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Matthew Peterson, Paraworlds.